Hello, everyone. You are listening to Lovey and Rosé. Tonight, we'll be talking all about Juneteenth. So grab your wine and let's get into tonight's episode. Welcome back, guys, to episode 5. I'm your host, Kimberly, and tonight we'll be talking all about Juneteenth. A little disclaimer for you, I am currently losing my voice. I've tried to record this podcast twice already, and each time my voice has given out halfway through the episode, so I think we're just going to keep this one super short, super sweet, right to the point. So no wine tonight. I think I'm just going to drink water and just try to get through this episode. So without further ado, let's get into tonight's history lesson. So on January 1st, 1863, the Emancipation Proclamation was put into effect. This stated that all slaves should be freed. However, a lot of slave owners actually fled to Texas because Texas was known as this safe haven for slave owners to basically continue slavery without any interference from the government. And this went on for about 2 years. Eventually, the government had to send down federal troops to Texas and literally force them to free the slaves. So, on June 19th, 1865, 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation went into effect, federal troops took over a small town in Texas and ensured that all slaves were freed. It is said that they freed about 250,000 people that day. Just like let that sink in for a moment. The celebration of this event was actually called Freedom Day, the day that all slaves were finally free. But over time, its name was changed to Jubilee and then finally to its current name, Juneteenth. So I actually learned about Juneteenth from my mom because it wasn't really discussed a lot in school when I was growing up. Now, I went to some really good schools, okay? I did move around a lot as a child because my dad was military, but I mostly went to schools like in the suburbs and sometimes on military bases. So I went to some pretty high quality schools, but throughout my education as a child, I think there was probably only one page that basically touched on Juneteenth, and we read about it briefly during Black History Month. So it kind of got blown over, in my opinion, when I was growing up. So had it not been for my mom, I probably wouldn't have known about Juneteenth, honestly. At least not in detail like I do now. But yeah, why do we celebrate Juneteenth? Like I said before, to celebrate Juneteenth is to celebrate the lives of the millions of African Americans who suffered throughout slavery. And it's also a chance to kind of bring awareness that July 4th only represents independence for white Americans. Black Americans weren't technically included into that freedom until June 19th, 1865. That's 32,485 days after the Declaration of Independence was signed. Just like let that sink in. 33,000 days basically after most Americans were free was when finally the slaves were freed. And that's kind of why I chose to make this episode, because I feel like not enough people know about this. I remember just shocking some of my non-African American friends when I told them about Juneteenth, like what it really stood for. And they just had no idea. They were like, I knew it was a holiday, but I didn't know why. And now we know. And this just proves that as a society, we need to focus on teaching our children the true history of America and include all stories from all ethnicities that helped build this country. Now, I'm going to take a quick break, and when I return, I will give you some suggestions on how to celebrate Juneteenth. So, refill your wine. I'm going to refill my water, and stay tuned to this message from our sponsors. If you guys have been paying attention to the news at all, yesterday, June 17th, the Biden administration has officially declared Juneteenth a federal holiday. That is a win. a small win, but it's a win, and we will take every win that we can get. So I think the most common question I get whenever I talk about Juneteenth is, how do you celebrate Juneteenth? Well, outside of like barbecues and family gatherings in the Black community, there's always like festivals or celebrations held in most major cities. Like I know in Philadelphia, we have the Juneteenth celebration at the African American Museum. And that's basically where you can go to the African American Museum and learn about all the history of Juneteenth as well as other African American history. We also have the Juneteenth Festival, which is more like a street festival with like food and vendors and music. So that's like a fun thing to do, especially if you have small kids and you want to get them outside and do something fun. And then something that me and my family, we always go to this, is the Afro-Caribbean Wine, Food, and Music Festival. This one is going to be held on June 20th, actually. And this kind of focuses more on African and Caribbean food and culture, but it's a lot of fun and you really get to be like immersed in the culture and you get to learn so much just by being there and you get to eat some really amazing food, guys. But if you don't live in a major city and you don't have these types of festivals going on near you, or if you're just not comfortable with being in a crowd just yet, other ways to celebrate Juneteenth would be to support your local Black-owned businesses. So there are a lot of Black-owned businesses out there, whether they be mom-and-pop food places, whether they have clothing stores, or whether they sell jewelry or hair or lashes, even nails. Like, try to support small Black-owned businesses this weekend or whenever you can throughout the Juneteenth holiday, just to like help those guys out. And if that doesn't work, you can always just spread the word. Talk about it, tell your friends, tell your family, share it on social media. Because I feel like before the Black Lives Matter movement, I feel like a lot of people didn't know about Juneteenth. So I'm really glad that the word is getting out there and people are starting to really pay attention. And it's working. So all that being said, guys, I actually have a few announcements for the end of my podcast episode. There's a possibility that we won't have an episode next week due to my voice. If I completely lose my voice, there will not be an episode. So stay tuned to my Instagram. If you are not following me already, I have changed the name of my Instagram. It is now The Kimberly Show. I feel like that is going to be a lot easier, not only to say here on the podcast, but also a lot easier for you guys to find on Instagram. So follow me at The Kimberly Show on Instagram, and I'll keep you up to date. Hopefully, I will be able to get out next week's episode. Next week is supposed to be a story time episode, so it depends. If my voice is completely gone, we're just going to have to skip a week. But yeah, this has been fun. Make sure that you get out there and immerse yourself in some culture, and I will see you next time on Lovey and Rosé.